You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls, sacred souls, every one of you beautiful shining diamonds. Thank you so much for being here today. This is the start of a new season. I'm so happy that everyone is here, that everyone is recognizing their divinity within, and we have an amazing season lined up for you. We have some beautiful, beautiful speakers all ready to share their incredible messages, to share their gifts, to share their talents, to share their modalities. And that's going to be starting tomorrow. So we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup for you. The show is going to stretch for another month. And personally, I'm just so, so happy to be really in the blessing, in the ocean with all of you. So thank you again, Shining Lights, for being here. So let me tell you, today we have our intention ceremony. So for those of you who have participated before, welcome back. For those of you who are new to the show and this is your first intention ceremony, thank you for being here. Welcome. I say welcome to every one of you. I bow down to every single one of you. I recognize the God, the Goddess, the divinity within every one of you. Namaste. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Let's start off by bringing in Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. Let's bring in the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom. Wisdom from this planet that we live on right now, but also wisdom from all realms, all dimensions, all galaxies, not only in this time-space reality, not only from what has been, what is considered linear past, but also the future. All knowledge converging on every single conversation we have as we merge together and create new realities by virtue of our words, by virtue of the vibrations that we all collectively bring forth. You being here, every single one of us being here, is literally creating a new reality, a new timeline. Lives are being changed, vibrations are being upgraded, frequencies are being changed. Simply by being here, simply by listening, simply by experiencing and having the divine open our hearts as we listen to the messages that are coming through. And the theme for this series is the sacred human answering the call, the sacred human. Every single one of us is an aspect of the divine. Every single one of us is a facet of the most amazing, effervescent diamond. We're all one in the same consciousness, every single one of us. So we're going to celebrate the sacred human. We're going to answer the call. When we hear the knocking, we're going to open that door, every one of us. We have a responsibility. We have a duty. We're feeling the calling. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, because we're feeling the calling. And that diamond is also the spark of creation that literally lies within every single one of us. Because we're an aspect of the divine, we carry that same spark of creation within us. And sometimes we just haven't recognized it. Sometimes we hide it out of fear. Sometimes we hide. We hide away from others. We hide away from ourselves. We hide our own gifts. We don't step into our truth. We don't step into our power. But we are powerful. And our true nature is truth. And our higher selves know that. It knows this. And so as we go through the intentions, we're going to hear what the collective is intending for this particular season. And for those of you, again, who haven't participated in these intention ceremonies, what we do is we infuse the wisdom orb. So the wisdom of the ancients is a living entity. It's not just a show. It's a living entity, and it's infused with all of our vibrations, the highest vibrations of love, joy, peace. It's also infused with all of our collective intentions, so that literally everyone's intentions are woven into the fabric of the wisdom orb. You're part of creating something new and fresh. Every season is new and fresh. Every conversation is new and fresh. And when you read an email, when you look at a page, when you listen to the show, you are contributing to this orb, to this entity that we have all collectively created. Today on the call, we're going to do a grounding process, and we're going to feel what it feels like to be the sacred human. We're also going to be doing the intention ceremony. And so make sure, everyone, if you would like to add your intentions, please, on the webinar page, if you're looking at the webinar page, then you'll see the place where you normally add your question for the speaker. And so instead of the question, put your intention in the box. So put your name and your location and put your intention there. And then we'll go through that. That'll be read live on air. And if you're feeling like you prefer to keep your intention to yourself, in other words, you don't want to voice it, that's fine. Just set the intention that that will be heard, which it is heard. It's already being heard. And so you can feel free to speak it out on your own, or you can add that to the question box, and then we'll go ahead and get that read on air. We'll go through every single one of them. It's really, really beautiful. So put your intention in, and we'll get to all of those as we go through. So there won't be any live callers, so I'm not going to take any live callers during the ceremony. It's all done by putting your intention in the box. So beautiful. And then what we'll do is we'll infuse the wisdom orb with everyone's intentions. And then we'll expand that orb. We'll expand that orb beyond each of us, beyond where we're living, beyond our state, our province, beyond our country, beyond this beautiful earth that we call home for now. We'll infuse that, and we'll send that orb out into the infinite. So we'll probably be together for about an hour today. So make sure you're hydrated. If you would like to light a candle, please feel free to do so. I won't give the usual disclaimer about driving. You can do whatever you like. It's not in my hands anyway. If you feel connected to something like a crystal or even a piece of wood or stone, feel free to have that with you if you don't already have that with you. So let me just go through a little bit of logistics. So, if you've been part of the community for a while, you know this, but I'm going to tell everyone again, just as a reminder. Every day the show is at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then you'll have to just do your time convert. I believe it's 11 p.m. GMT. So 4 p.m. Pacific time every day, unless otherwise notified. We do have a few speakers from the United Kingdom this time, so it's going to be at 12 p.m., but you'll be notified via email. So every day, a couple of hours before the show, you'll get an email, and it'll tell you exactly who's on, and also you'll get the link to the webinar page that also has the dial-in information, which, by the way, never changes. So if you're dialing in now, you would dial in with the same one if you prefer to dial in. Every day, you'll get an email that has the replay of that day's show. So if you miss it or you want to listen again, you'll get an email, and it'll have the link to the replay. Most shows run about an hour and a half, but as you know, sometimes they can be a little shorter, and sometimes they can be a little longer, depending on what's going on. And sometimes there is amazing channeling, healing, there's group processes, there's activations, and sometimes it just goes longer. Okay. You also get the weekend replays. So on Friday and again on Sunday, you'll get the replays for the week. which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 4 days that we run the show. You'll get the replay. So if you can't attend for whatever reason or can't listen, you'll get them over the weekend. So don't worry. And we don't pull them down. We don't pull them down. You can put your question in. As long as you have the interview page, you can put your question in anytime. So if you are, if you have the speaker page, which is the speaker schedule page, and you click on the add event to calendar button, so there's an add event to calendar, then if you do that, you'll also get access to every single interview page up front for the entire series. And you'll also get a 15-minute reminder. It just pops up in your calendar, which is kind of cool. Because, in fact, a lot of you were asking for that. So that's something that came about because you guys were asking for that. So you can put your question in any time, or you can be on the phone live and star 2 to raise your hand. So a little bit of logistics. We also post on the Facebook group, which is the Wisdom of the Ancients group. It's called the Wisdom of the Ancients group, literally. The word group's in there. So that's the logistics. I'm so happy that you're here. We are going to, again, have an incredible season. I feel this season is going to be super special. They all are special, but there's something about the energy, I think, of this particular season upcoming that you'll really, really enjoy. So it's wonderful to have every one of you. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to let you know who's going to be on. And part of that, though, is not just reading their names. Also, every single one of these speakers is already part of the org. You know, the minute a speaker says, yes, I want to be part of your show, then they get entered into the orb. This is a co-creation. This is a collaboration with sacred souls. And so many of these speakers you've personally called in, you know, either by wishing that I featured someone on the show or by writing in or just by literally intending. And so you'll recognize some of these names of people maybe you've heard before, maybe even follow some of these amazing speakers. Some of these might be brand new to you. But as I speak these names out, I'm going to reinforce that all of these speakers get added into the orb. And I'm going to ask that every single show carries the highest vibrations of integrity, authenticity, expansion, awakening, and that everyone receives exactly what they need to receive from each of the individual speakers or couples, if there's multiple. You may ask that the divine, that the universe works through the speakers to deliver messages that are bathed in love and light for the expansion of consciousness for all and to accelerate our expansion and our awakening on our path to enlightenment. That the lights within us be ignited, that we recognize our own divinity, that we recognize that we are truly the facet on the diamond that is supreme consciousness, that there is no separateness, that there is only one, that we are all one. And that which prevents us from seeing ourselves as one is simply an illusion. It's duality. We ask that the veil of duality be lifted as we hear the messages and as we experience the vibrations that the speakers relay and convey to us through their words and through their thoughts and through their actions and through the vibrations themselves that are behind the words. So we'll get started with the ceremony and the other exercises pretty soon, but I want to mention that. So tomorrow, we have Casey and Brad Wallace with us. So first time on the show. So happy to have them on the show. Dr. Jean Logan is with us. And Jean's going to be talking about the healing power of the central sun. And then on Thursday, the 18th, we got Sally Pullinger. And Sally's going to be talking about crystals as gateways to our ascension. And then the next week on Monday, the 22nd, Gregory and Gail Hoag are with us, elevating consciousness through the wisdom of sacred geometry. Also first time on the show. And then we have Dr. Edwig with us on the 23rd of July, which is how to obtain self-mastery is the key to ascension. So she'll be with us on July 23rd. Crystal Hughes is back with us on July 24th. It's a very special day, and you'll hear about it on the day why. And then Ken Stone. Wow, it's been a little while since we've had Ken on, but I'm super excited about Ken. Soul embodiment and breaking the trauma cycle. Sarah Landon's back with us, the ascended master self. And Susan Taylor Shire is back with us again. Also a wonderful, wonderful favorite. Awaken your unique spiritual essence. And then we have Dr. Allison Kay with us on July 31st. It's a Wednesday. Catherine Rosenbaum is back with us August 1st. And then Brett Bevel, first time, psychic Reiki introduction and audience healing. So that promises to be a great show. Kelly Hampton, first time on the show, working with Archangel Michael and the Pleiadians to create miracles. Deborah Wayne is back with us. Gosh, it's been maybe a year since Deborah's been with us. Get unstuck, why you don't heal no matter what you try. And then Stuart Pierce is with us, first time. Excited to have Stuart on the show. August 12th, the Angels of Atlantis. 12 mighty forces to transform your life forever. Amanda Hopkins, favorite. One of our favorites, Amanda Hopkins, reinvigorate life force flow, relieve congestion and impaired circulation in your body and your aura. Dr. Monique Hunt is with us. Ancestral storytelling, healing generational wounds and cultural trauma. And then Anne Deirdre is back with us. You are the vortex, accessing 12-dimensional higher states of consciousness for interdimensional ascension. So all of those beautiful, beautiful speakers, just re-entering them into the orb. So grateful to have them all on the show. All right, everyone. Let's go through a short guided journey that's going to ground ourselves, and let's get into a space where we will be able to see ourselves as the sacred human who we truly, truly are. Asking now that all our consciousness is brought back into ourselves. Sitting as straight as possible, keeping your spine as straight as possible. If you're able to cross your legs, do so. Otherwise, sit straight and erect on a chair. If you're sitting on a chair, just slide slightly forward so you're sitting a little bit more on the edge of the chair to keep your spine as erect as possible. This is very, very important. Your spine is important too. It's important to have it as straight as possible. So consciously try to keep your spine as straight as possible during any meditation, any activation that you're doing so that energy can flow. Calling all your energy back to you, wherever it might be, whatever time of the day it is. If it's morning for you, calling your energy back from the astral planes, from any journeying that you've done, invariably you've done as you've been sleeping, calling all that energy back to you. If it's during the day or the afternoon, wherever your energy's been today, call it back to you. Watch it come back into your being. So have it enter down through your crown chakra, down then in front of your spine, or just in front of your spine, and then down, down, down into your body. Pack it in, keep it down below your eyebrows. So if it's been a while since you've called your energy back to you, there might be people that are holding on to your energy. You might have left your energy with conversations. You might have left your energy in to-do lists and projects that are completed or still uncompleted. Wherever that energy is, call it back to you. Just intend it back. That's all you need to do. Just feel as it enters and re-enters your body. Visualize now that you are sitting within a very, very, whole aura, that your aura is symmetrical. Some of you can see auras. What does your aura look like? You want your aura to be approximately 3 feet in front of you, all around you, above you, below you, including below your feet, approximately 3 feet below your feet. You know, we're not going to expand our auras right now. Just keep it close into our bodies. We're keeping it firm right now. There's a time and a place to expand your aura. Right now is not the time and the place to expand your aura. Right now, this is the time to, if you put your arms out, your palms out flat all around, you can imagine like pretend and imagine that you're feeling the edges of your aura. So move your arms up and around, and that's kind of the width of your aura or the diameter of your aura. And just imagine your aura is fully intact. There's no rips, tears, kinks in your aura. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, firm, solid aura. You want to have that aura nice and bright as well. Beautiful blues and indigos. The blue of Christ consciousness. And keep that aura nice and bright. White and gold. This aura is also our boundary. Extending now a grounding cord from the base of your spine down to the center of the earth, and down to the center of the earth is Mother Earth's heart. So this grounding cord is also a rod of connection. It can be flexible, but it's always strong. Always strong. It could have tentacles. It could be a filament of light. It could be some sort of cord. It could be cable. It could be roots of a tree. It also helps if you actually have your grounding cord begin above your head and your soul star chakra, and then stretch all the way down through your entire chakra system, and then out through your earth star chakra. Also, though, connecting with your root chakra at the base of your spine, right where your sit bone is, your coccyx or your tailbone, whatever you're calling it personally. You know, feel that connection. Now imagine now that there's a web that's extending out again from your tailbone, your sit bone, laterally, so that it's extending out like it's a spider web, like a golden filament of spider webs all around you, all across the earth on which you sit. And watch as it extends out, and it actually extends out over the foliage, over the plants, over the trees that may be in your garden. Or if you're in an apartment complex, that's fine too. Watch as it extends out like flats. Watch as it extends out and finds the city parks. And it extends out over the city parks and is connecting with all these beings all around you. With the elementals. And you can truly feel that you're not alone. You can truly feel you are immaculately supported. And as you feel the support, you feel the love in your heart. And slowly, slowly that love expands into your entire being. Almost as if you're being washed from the inside out in love, and you can't help but smile. And then you put your hands together in front of your heart in the pranam or the prayer position. And you bow your head slightly. And you say thank you. And you say thank you from your heart. And you feel the gratitude in your heart for all the support that is constantly, constantly there for all of us. Whether we acknowledge, remember, appreciate, or not, it's always there. And turning your attention to your heart itself. feeling that love and that gratitude and that appreciation in your heart, watching now as your heart takes the shape of a beautiful, beautiful diamond. And if it's a small diamond, make it bigger. If it's a medium-sized diamond, make it bigger. To start off with, that diamond should be at least the size of a pineapple. Just watching that beautiful diamond in your heart. And that diamond represents consciousness. It represents divine intelligence, the supreme divine intelligence. It represents the divine. It represents the universe. It represents source. One. I am. Now you can watch as that diamond grows bigger and bigger. You can make it as big as you like. You can make that diamond as big as the entire cosmos and beyond. You can extend that diamond out to all infinity and beyond. And as you do that, however big you want to expand it, you have an anchored knowing that you are 100% unequivocally a facet on that diamond. And there is zero way, it is physically impossible to separate yourself from the diamond of supreme consciousness. This is the sacred human. You, my dearly beloved, you are the sacred human. You are the divine human. We are all the sacred divine human, part of the supreme, eternal, infinite consciousness. It has always been so, and it will always be so. And we feel that expansion. We're in the remembering now. We're in the knowing now. We're in the breath. We're in the creation. We're in the infinite. We are the breath. We are the creation. We are the infinite. So as we sit in the sacred space, we're going to light a ceremonial fire. So imagine now that every single one of us is adding to the ceremonial fire. We're sitting around this fire in a huge, 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 never-ending circle. Find your place in the sacred circle. Find the place around the ceremonial fire. Watch now as the flames are starting to grow taller. Watch now as the flames of purification, the flames of transformation are growing. And again, as we start to begin the ceremony, again we call in Divine Mother. Oh Mother, be with us now. We call in Divine Father to be with us now. We call in all the Ascended Masters. We feel as the Ascended Masters take their place around this fire with us. For this is a sacred, sacred place. We've been called to this fire. We have been called to this ceremony. We call in now and watch as the archangels join us. The ancient ones, all the ancient ones, whomever they are to you, we call in our spirit guides, we call in our wise one team, we call in our animal guides to join us and to support each and every one of us. Because sometimes it's hard to do it alone. We ask for the support. We ask that we're open to that support. We ask that we make ourselves vessels of light so that we may receive the messages, we may receive the guidance, and we may be receptive to what is coming through, that we ourselves are not the block to what is coming through, that we may be that vessel to receive the light, that we may in turn dispense the light and be lights and way showers for others. And now let the drumming begin to anchor in all the beautiful souls who are here in sacred ceremony with us. My intention is that every single soul recognizes that they truly are that we truly are an aspect of the divine, that we truly are a sacred human. That knowing be revealed to us so that we may embody the highest vibrations of love, joy, peace, harmony. That we may truly embody these vibrations and know that we are so. And by our every single action, our every single word, our every single thought, we bring beauty, we bring love, we bring light to every person that we interact with, every person that we meet, every person that we think of, and beyond. That Wisdom of the Ancients, as a community, as a platform, is a place where we as a community can expand our consciousness and grow. And we can make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of others, including all who have no voice, no voice that we can hear. We're going to go through, and I'm going to read all the intentions now. And as we do so, let's all imagine that those intentions are being added to the fire, the ceremonial fire of transformation and purification. And then after this, we're going to infuse the wisdom orb with all of these intentions. So if you haven't added your intention yet and still wish to do so, there's plenty of time. But add it now. Name, intention, and we'll read them. So this is a sacred time, very, very sacred time. Let's honor every intention. Kathleen from Santa Rosa, California. My intention is to be all I can be, peacefully and joyfully. Hermine from Cairo, Egypt. More and more awakening to people around me and also spreading love, peace, and healing for all. Patricia, my intention is to remember my true self, my multidimensional self, so that I'm able to do what I came here to do, to live as a wayshower in love and light and joy, to fully step into my purpose in this incarnation towards the awakening of humanity, such that we are able to fully align with New Earth. Olivia from Huntington Beach, my intention is to become my soul and for my family to do the same. Peace and love. Judith from Belfast. Love, peace, light, elevation with ease and grace for all. Gisela from Fort Lauderdale. Beloved ones, may harmony, peace, and love nurture our hearts and the wisdom of the ancients flourish in our consciousness. We are all one. Stephanie from Providence, Rhode Island. Universal love, light, health, and prosperity to every living being on the planet. And so it is. Elaine from Hamden, my intention is for a healthy body, experience a life filled with peace, love, and joy. Maria from Portugal, I wish many light for everyone. Thank you, many blessings. Simona from Romania, please forward my strong intention to deepen further and further my intuitive abilities and my request to be guided in such a way to be able to fulfill my life purpose. This is teaching others that they have a blessed, fulfilled life when they live wired to their intention. Cynthia from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. I'm taking inspired action, reading for the next chapter of my life, full of awakenings, laughter, and good health. The past is resolved and can be let go. The present is rich with everything needed. The future has wonderful possibilities never before imagined. Doris from Berthold, Colorado. I'm joyfully living in my own home by fall of 2019, where I co-create a community based on unity and Christ consciousness. I have total and complete clarity about my legacy and the most expanded way to share it with others. Tina Karina from Turku, Finland. I want to open, fully open my heart and to let the divine love flow. Nika from Ottawa, my intention is to be in perfect divine health, with unconditional love, with bliss and divine wisdom across all dimensions, as a whole, powerful, free, sovereign being. Liana from Philadelphia, it is my intention to release all fear and emotional blockages so that I can remember my past and parallel lives and bring my true self, all I've learned, into my current incarnation, to bring the 5D onto earth right now and to create heaven on earth for myself and for all beings. Only for the highest good of all beings, let it be sacred. And so it is. Sanelli from Lucy Kisiki, reclaim my life and embrace my soul purpose. Shivani from Beacon, a temporary city in Georgia, my friend, intention is to weave healing modalities that shift the core internal places and spaces in the body and to heighten awareness on all levels that accommodates new and energizing agendas. Thanks and gratitude. Namaste. Hannah from Frederica, Denmark. I will not be able to participate live. It's in the middle of the night, but I've just made a crystal grid for the ceremony and asked all the higher beings to bless you and hold you all in a column of Christ light. I will look forward to listening to the replay, sending love and blessings for the wonderful work we are all doing. From Hannah in Frederica, Denmark. Ash Khan from Bradford, United Kingdom. I intend to connect with my star family and fulfill my soul plan now. Barbara from Toronto. My intention is to use love constructively as suggested by the Pleiadians and bring love to any situation without resisting how it is as much as I am able and to receive challenges and setbacks and joy as a gift. Francois from Belgium, Brussels, love, balance, harmony, peace and joy within the heart of each human being and the whole of humanity. Celebration of sacred wedding of solar feminine and masculine within ourselves. Infinite gratitude for our beloved Gaia and the source of never-ending perfection. Blessings for all creation. Dorothy from the Cayman Islands. The truth is, I am very intelligent, deep, skilled, divinely connected, healthy and capable, and yet I hide. I retract. I try to disappear and make myself small. I totally get why. Yet this mechanism is so integral and sensitive, and I struggle even more to work through it. My intention now is to honor the intelligence of it, to appreciate this dragon-sized warrior for saving my precious child heart, igniting a flame in my frozen heart and feel, and allowing the energy to motivate me and to move through me to announce my gifts as a new normal. Please hear me and see me now in a loving way, in the way I needed to be seen and heard as an innocent and pure little girl. Thank you, thank you, thank you, angel baby. Rodney from Portland, Oregon, to receive and emanate unconditional love of created source throughout the cosmos. Renee from Johnson City, I am the bright light of all possibilities. Yes, you are, Renee. Yes, 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 you are. Joan from London, let's create the frequency of animal consciousness as part of who we are. Elena from Coquille, Oregon, my intentions are as follows. I am whole and complete. I am fully integrated, free, happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant, at peace, fulfilled and content. I matter. You do matter. I have value. I am good enough. I am enough. I am my light body now. I say yes to creating everything I wish to create. I am an infinite receiver. I receive and enjoy unlimited abundant prosperity. I am blessed with an unlimited amount of money recirculating in my life infinitely. My life is easy breezy with everything just falling into my lap effortlessly. Man, effortlessly. I struggled with that one. I need to look at that one for myself. I am wealthy and abundant in all ways. I am prosperous beyond belief. My body is embodying as much of my soul as my body cells can tolerate. I am of service to all. I bless every person I come into contact with, awakening, well-being, transformation, ascension, love, miraculous health, healing, cure, respect, gratitude, admiration, appreciation, compassion, kindness, patience, understanding, peace, harmony, freedom, wealth, prosperity, and abundance. I am love, and so it is. Juliana from Mississauga, my intention is for my family to be able to buy a warm and cozy house, free and clear, by this September. Annabelle from Trinity Beach, I intend to express my completest, highest, optimal self, aligned with universal force, fully healed. Lynn from Central Islip, I want to continue to bring in more beauty into the world. Thank you, sweet soul. Judith from Pittsburgh, joyful abundance, no matter how source chooses for this to show up for me, the creators I am. Claire, intention for all necessary healing to take place on every level for all those living on earth in order that those who wish to may begin to live at a higher vibration. Susan from Lakeland, my intention is for my body to heal, to find peace, God to protect and support our president and all presidents, and unite us all in peace and prosperity. Christine from Tucson, Arizona, continued blessings to Ian as our host. Thank you, sweet soul. Sue from Santa Monica, my intention to know true freedom. Lena or Lena from Stockholm, my intention is to live my life really knowing and feeling that I am safe, really safe, and this will happen very soon. Ira from Newark, peace, love, forgiveness, and awakening. Alana Joy from Charlotte, North Carolina, my intention is to claim financial abundance, good health, and well-being on all levels. Linda from Scottsdale, may we be healed, past, present, and future, and may our lives be blessed with the highest possible outcome. Susan from South Leon, attain a higher state of consciousness, a closer connection to the divine, and always be in my heart. Marita from Kitchener, Ontario, peace of mind. Jane from Westchester, safety and well wishes for the victims of the recent flooding in Louisiana and Mississippi. Deborah from Boulder, Tucson, manifestation of home base, clear communication, harmony, and unity, full embodiment, increasing success of listening wind work and water blessing ceremony circles. Kathy from San Jose, my intention is for all to release the invisible blocks holding us back from living in divine harmony. McAllister from Seattle, I intend to make all-inclusive healing available to all from a place of wellness and good intention. Miki from Pomona, California, to live the life I came here to enjoy. Kate from Lillington, my intention is to fully awaken to my potential as a healer, as a divine light to the world, and to understand my purpose here in life. I want to be enlightened to how I can communicate with clarity to my true self and creator. Rudy from Campbell, my intention for this ceremony of financial security, dream job, and health for my family and close friends. Mary from London, Ontario, justice for John Andrew. Felicia from Roswell, to create a business with joy for greater prosperity and to bring healing to my community. Violet from Lurgan, Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, to spread love, truth, and compassion. Maria from London, England, self-love. Anne from Pinehurst, personal and global healing. Leanna from Philadelphia, it is my intention to release the fear of water, the oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. James from Palm Bay, Florida, orb intention to pay my mortgage off in full now. Mayumi from Hannah, beyond the ego, to serve Mother Earth and the universe. Deborah June from New York, healing an ongoing dry cough. Karen from Cumming. I easily make $40,000 per month selling real estate. Helen from San Diego. My intention is to release that which no longer serves me and step into my power with joy and ease and grace for my highest good and the highest good of all humanity. Namaste. Beth from Charlotte. My intention is to raise my vibrational frequency and to connect more fully with my I Am presence. Helen from Chicago. I invite healing of my physical, emotional, mental, and soul self. Jean from Franklin, North Carolina. World peace and brotherly love. Helen from Chicago. I invite healing of my physical, emotional, mental, and soul self. Patty from Grand Junction. May we release and live unlimited. Kim from Yorba Linda, California. My intention is to always be connected with my unlimited light body and to source and to Mother Earth. I am committed to living with abundance and simply be open to receiving and be guided to my divine path. Kathy from Oxnard. My intention is for all the beautiful souls on Gaia to go through this transition to the new Earth unity consciousness with ease and grace, that the highest intentions flow freely and abundantly from all, and that Gaia effortlessly and gently goes through her physical transformation during this beautiful and glorious time. Jason from Loveland, extra special love and healing for everyone suffering from any trauma, past or present. Jennifer from Auckland, my intention is to live heaven on earth each day and also for this all that I come into contact with. Sheila from Sedona, that all beings be free of suffering. Jeanette from Fairborn, the sale of my house. Evans from Shelt, wanting to feel the connection with like-minded people. Thank you. Betta Lynn from Montclair, love and peace to all beings. Robbie from St. Louis, for clear and perfect guidance for a way to have a new way to financially support my family, friends, and myself with more than enough to pay it forward that is healthy, safe, allows me more free time, and I'm happy doing it with ease and grace. This or even greater, and so it is. Thank you. Violet from Lurgan, Northern Ireland. Could I please ask that when a person chooses to take on a course with the speakers, they send out GMT for their Zoom talks? Oh, because she missed some because of that. Okay. Okay. So we need to send out GMT. Okay. All right. There's more here. Okay. Lorraine from Whittier, California. My intention is to remember my true self and be grounded and present with joy, love, grace, harmony, and peace. Christine from Victoria, BC, to pause, to believe, and receive unconditional self-love. We are one. Susan from Maryland, my intention is to shine my light into the world. Deborah from Cincinnati, that the earth can heal, no more suffering, no more earthquakes, tsunamis, volcano eruptions or hurricanes, fires, floods, drought, dirty water, and on and on. Simon from Adelaide, my intention is to remember who I really am and live as a higher vibrational being of light, radiating light and unconditional love and joy. Helen from Hepburn Springs, Australia, my intention is to be my avatar being through this human vehicle, and I call in full remembrance for all, so that together we can experience new earth together in divine bliss and divine peace and unity consciousness. Fred from Austin, my intention is to fulfill my service. Teresa from Colorado, spreading love, peace, and infinite gratitude and awareness to all. May I learn to live in the moment and reach my true potential and come into my power in this divine universe. Guide me, teach me. Teach me all I need in my ascension and give myself up to the divine, spreading love and awareness to all. Thank you. Holly from Baltimore, I wish to reject the illusion of separation. I wish to remember who I really am, and to help others remember who they really are. Quindith from Herndon, Virginia. My intention is for my new career paths to open up and paths of immense success before me, that all of my heart's deepest desires of financial healing manifest themselves into tangible and material form. I'm invoking all of the prosperity and abundance archangels to this purpose for me, my loved ones, and those less fortunate. I needed to come into existence for my survival on this earth plane in health, love, and light. Terry from Nutrioso in the mountains, to always remember who and what I am, and to always act in the present moment from that understanding. Linda from Rubicon, to offer healing to all with my love, and to serve others to heal themselves, and to raise my vibrational frequencies, and to help others raise theirs, and as well to be connected to my higher self. Karen from Glasgow, Scotland. My intention is for everyone on earth to experience the divine in themselves and as the whole universe, as we are one united divine being, and it is time for us to let go of separation and embrace fifth dimensional living in a connected way. Robin from St. Louis. My intention is for my body to healthily release all excess weight, for me to have a strong, vibrant, energetic, lean, fit, pain-free body now and forever, always with ease and grace. Thank you. Adriana from Romania. My intention and wish is for all of us to have access to easier and easier methods of healing at all levels through direct transformation without healing crisis, direct transmutation. I intend with all my power to make my life easier and to contribute to making people's lives easier on this planet. Thank you, God, and so it is. Anne Marie, from Poughkeepsie. My intention is to have financial freedom and abundance to bless my family and others to be in harmony, love, and light. So sweet souls, sweet, sweet souls, beautiful, beautiful diamonds, the diamonds that you are, the shining lights that you are. Thank you so much, every single one of you who spoke your intentions, who typed your intentions, who felt your intentions, or literally just sat with your intentions in personal contemplation or meditation. All these intentions and the vibrations that are behind the intentions, even if we didn't fully explain them or say them, how we truly felt them, we ask that all our intentions, as our heart and soul creates them and feels them, we ask that our higher selves deliver these intentions into the very, very fabric of the divine consciousness, so that all the beautiful archangels, all the ascended masters who we bow down to right now, take our intentions and we offer them collectively at the figurative feet of the divine. As we sit in sacred circle now, we ask that these intentions be heard, honored, and come to fruition for the greater good of all. Sitting now, each and every one of us, imagine now that the fire is sitting in the palm of your hands. Put your hands together as if you are about to receive something. Or as if you're making an offering. Put your palms out, put your hands together. And watch as the flame into which we have added our intentions now sits literally in the palm of each of our hands. You are literally holding the flame. Watch now as that flame, that fire transforms into a beautiful effervescent orb. It can be any color you desire. Do you feel the energy of the orb in your hands? You can feel that, right? You can feel the energy of that orb sitting in your hands right now. Feel now as that orb starts to expand. Sit up straight. Spine up straight. Spine straight. Watch now as that orb envelops, literally envelops your entire body. You are now completely surrounded by this living, breathing, energetic orb. Maybe you can see protons, neutrons. Maybe you can see the electrons. Maybe you can see sacred geometry within this orb. Maybe you're sitting in the middle of Metatron's cube. Maybe you're sitting in the middle of the flower of life in this orb. This orb is now expanding. Watch as it expands and expands beyond your aura. And maybe you even imagine yourself floating. Maybe you are floating. Maybe you are levitating. This beautiful, beautiful orb, which is the wisdom of the ancients orb, it's our community. It's expanding even more. It's expanding. It's bigger than your room, the room that you're sitting in. If you're outside, it's bigger than where you're sitting. If you're under a tree, it's encompassing the tree. If you're in a house, it's now encompassing the whole house. And watch as it grows. Feel it. It's completely alive. Do you feel it? And never, never, never forget that you're a facet of the diamond. Always remember and feel. Feel that you're one. You can feel the consciousness of this being. You can feel the unity. You can feel that we're all an aspect of the divine. And watch it grow. Expand this orb. This orb is now bigger than your town. Wherever you are, maybe you're sitting in the mountains, it's growing. It's bigger than the mountain that you're on. It's bigger than your town. It's bigger than your city. It's bigger than your province or state. It's bigger than your country. Watch now as this orb expands. And inside this orb is now sitting this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful planet, our own beautiful Mother Earth. And feel your love for Mother Earth. Feel your gratitude for Mother Earth right now. Just feel your gratitude. And Mother Earth is within this orb. Watch now as the orb expands even further. And now the moon is within the orb. All the planets in our solar system is within this orb. Keep it going. Keep it expanding. Expand this beyond our galaxy. There are no limitations. If you have any limitations right now that you can't expand it any further, expand it even further. Like in a flash of a light, expand this out to infinity. All beings in all realms, all our galactic brothers and sisters from all the solar systems are within this orb. This is our sacred orb. And within this orb, everything is possible. Not just anything is possible, everything is possible. We are all, every single one of us is part of the fabric of creation. The original fabric of creation. We are all part of that. It's in our DNA. In our DNA is the divine intelligence from the dawn of time. So any veil that might be covering our eyes, any veil that might be covering our hearts, we offer a sacred prayer that those veils of illusion, be pierced and lifted so that we may truly see truth and truly know truth and truly know and come to understand and recognize and embrace and embody the truth of who we really are. And it is so. Beautiful, beautiful souls, brothers and sisters, thank you for coming together with us today. It has been a special, special time. We might not have met in this lifetime, but we are all intrinsically woven together in the fabric of universal consciousness. I'm appreciative of every single one of you. Let us all feel the web of love. Let us all feel the light. Let us physically feel the light as we come together. And as we leave these calls, we pray that the light continues to shine in and through every one of us. That when we look in the mirror, we see the glowing of the diamond that is within each of us. And let us all commit to making a difference in those lives of everyone who we meet. Even if it is through the illumination that we transfer from our hearts and through our eyes. Let us be vessels of love, light, and service, and compassion. Let us embody our divine essence through the remembering of who we are. Much love to you all, sweet souls. Love you all. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, the Ascended Masters, our Wise One teams, and all the beautiful beings who are with us today. Love to you all. See you soon. Namaste. Bye now.